All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Welcome to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Today we get into a series of discussions within the America's Most Unexplained series. We're still talking about secret societies and cults. What could be one of the most known, influential, and most mysterious secret societies and cults than the one and only Bohemian Grove? Now, many people may know of the Bohemian Grove. You may have seen the video that Alex Jones, the host of InfoWars, made whenever he snuck into the Bohemian Grove. And in fact, I believe he did it twice. Now, we have to understand something here. There are a lot of players involved, and there's a lot of mystery, but there's also a lot of danger. Anytime somebody starts to talk about secret societies that the politicians belong to, strange things start to happen to them. I myself am taking the risk, rolling the bones, as the voodoo priest would say. And I'm going to bring to you as much as I can about the Bohemian Grove. Stay tuned. Computer, are you on?
Yes, Inquisitor.
Good. Search files for Bohemian Grove. I have a special project in mind.
Searching databases for Bohemian Grove. File found. File locked.
What do you mean the file is locked?
A file is locked. I cannot retrieve it without password.
What password?
Request password.
Raven's flight.
Password accepted. The file is encrypted. Stand by. Running diagnostics.
Yeah, you do that.
File.
Well, about time. Thank you, computer. What? Yes, computer.
Shall we play a game?
I've already beaten you at chess enough. What kind of game? Goodbye, computer. The Bohemian Grove. The Bohemian Grove. It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Initially, it sounds rather harmless. In fact, if you aren't familiar with the term, it sounds like it could be a picturesque little spot that might be found on a postcard in a gift shop. However, that could be further from the truth. While I am sure the redwood forest itself is strikingly beautiful, Bohemian Grove is not some idyllic little town that you can tour with your family while you're trekking across the country on your summer road trip. In actuality, the Bohemian Grove is a piece of land in California where the world's richest and most powerful men go to let loose, plan the future of the world, and engage in occultic rituals under the protection of utter seclusion and secrecy. This may sound hard to believe, but the information that has been leaked over the years proves that there is more to the Grove than meets the eye. To be more specific, Bohemian Grove is a 2,700-acre campground in the Redwood Forest of Northern California. It is located in the small town of Monte Rio, California, in Sonoma County, which is about an hour north of San Francisco. It is owned by the Bohemian Club, which is a private and exclusive club that was founded in 1872. Bohemian Grove is essentially an extension of the Bohemian Club. The Bohemian Club was originally founded by artists, musicians, and writers as an excuse to drink and promote a lifestyle marked by overindulgence and the pursuit of pleasure. Not long after its establishment, the wild parties caught the eye of wealthy businessmen. It appears that they wanted in on the fun. They were allowed to join and were dubbed men of use by the original artistic founders because these rich and powerful men would often foot the bill for their increasingly opulent and elaborate gatherings. In the early 1800s, the parties began to morph into weekend campouts and moved to a more remote location that was in the Redwood Forest around Sonoma County, California. In 1893, they officially began to hold the gatherings at what is now known as Bohemian Grove. The group eventually purchased the land for themselves from the Sonoma Lumber Company and slowly expanded until they owned a whopping 2,712 acres of property. This campground serves as the location for a 2-week annual men's retreat. But we are not talking about just any men. This summer getaway is reserved for around 1,000 to 2,500. Sources did not agree on the exact number of guests, but 1,000 to 2,500 of the world's most wealthy and influential men. While the majority of the guests are said to be white Republican men, that is certainly not a hard and fast rule. Industry leaders, powerful politicians, many former presidents, military leaders, rich businessmen, oil barons, and the like are the types of men that can be found in attendance. In summary, the Bohemian Grove is basically a summer camp with an agenda for the global elite. There are quite a few buildings and structures on the property, including clubhouses, living quarters, a spacious cafeteria, and large amphitheaters. The entire estate is kept and maintained by a large staff, and during the event, it is guarded by an extensive security force. Oh, and local law enforcement. Now, over the years, the entrance fee and monthly dues have steadily increased. It was initially around $100 to join, and by the 1990s, the entrance was about 10 grand. I'm sure the present-day entrance fee would make one's head spin. There's a stringent screening process, and it currently sounds like there is a 10 to 15 year waiting list for new applicants. The club is so determined to keep the group small and exclusive as possible that instead of expanding the number of members, new applicants must literally wait until a former member passes away to take their place. In the past, guest lists have been leaked by members, reporters, and others who have managed to sneak in. Below is a list of just a few of the most famous men who are rumored to have been in attendance over the years. Jimmy Buffett, Colin L. Powell, former President George W. Bush, every Republican U.S. president since 1923. Dick Cheney, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Dwight Eisenhower, Alan Greenspan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Herbert Hoover, Jack London, Gerald Ford, and Henry Kissinger. The purpose of this annual mid-July gathering has been consistently debated over the course of its existence. It has been called the greatest men's party on earth by some of its members, and spokespeople for the Grove say that it is simply a vacation where they can escape their wives, relax, and drink as much as their heart desires. According to an article in the Washington Post by Elizabeth Flock, the purpose of this two-week getaway is to escape the frontier culture or uncivilized interests of common men. However, many have argued that there are far more sinister motives at play. Mark Dice, author of the book The Bohemian Grove, Facts and Fiction, candidly asked, "Is this where the secret rulers of the world meet to plot the course of planet Earth? Is the mainstream media part of a cover-up to black out any mention of the club?" The club's trademark is just how extremely private and secretive in nature everything is. All conversations that take place are off the record, and all members are strictly prohibited from discussing what they see, hear, and of course, do at the camp. No outsiders are allowed. And obviously, journalists, members of the press, are not welcome. The media has been suspiciously silent on the existence of the Grove. In 1981, ABC News aired a segment detailing some of the events that are known to take place at the Grove. However, according to Dice, since this historic segment over 3 decades ago, there hasn't been a single national news organization that has made a peep about Bohemian Grove. At least as of mid-2015, when I'm writing this book, not even a tabloid or news show. While the club and its members insist that the event is simply a retreat where they are able to leave their cares behind and relieve the passions of their youth, there are many people out there who do not believe for 1 second that this event is innocent in nature. One woman in particular, named Miss Mary Moore, a local activist, was unable to quell her suspicions and spent time organizing many different protests over the years. She found what she called the Bohemian Grove Action Network, which was an organization that planted people inside the Grove as employees with the goal of obtaining information and exposing the Grove. According to Dan Barry in his piece for the New York Times, quote, "Call them crazy, but the protesters still believed that if you corral thousands of privileged men and throw them in some fine wine and a few s'mores, they can't help but make valuable connections and occasionally public policy." Miss Moore and other Northern California activists gleefully exposed the private encampment. They publicized membership lists. They held Resurrection of Care ceremonies. They helped to slip in reporters. Some returned with reports of drunken, gray-haired sophomores, while at least one saw evidence of the Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, and Beelzebub himself. This woman's determination is admirable, and she was able to gain and leak valuable information exposing the Grove's true motives before the Grove tightened security. Some may doubt that the members used their time at the Grove to talk shop. But the evidence speaks for itself. Here are just a few of the major events that were conceived at the Bohemian Grove. In 1942, the Manhattan Project was formulated. Now, if you're unaware, the Manhattan Project was a code name for the American-led effort to develop a functional atomic weapon during World War II. The controversial creation and eventual use of the atomic bomb engaged some of the world's leading scientific minds, as well as the U.S. military. And most of the work was done in Los Alamos, New Mexico, not the borough of New York City, for which it was originally named. The Manhattan Project was started in response to fears that German scientists had been working on a weapon using nuclear technology since the 1930s, and that Adolf Hitler was prepared to use it. In 1967, it is supposed that Richard M. Nixon and Ronald Reagan devised a plan for who would seek the first presidency. In 1989, General John Cheney lobbied the members for funding for the stealth B-2 bomber program. The B-2 bomber, also known as the B-2 Spirit, is a low observable, strategic, long-range heavy bomber capable of penetrating sophisticated and dense air defense shields. It is capable of all altitude attack missions up to 50,000 feet, with a range of more than 6,000 miles, unrefueled, and over 10,000 miles with one refueling, giving it the ability to fly at any point in the world within hours. In 1981, Caspar Weinberger, who was the Secretary of Defense at the time, gave a presentation that had to do with military expansion. Also, it is rumored that the atomic bomb was developed by club insiders. It's very possible that the original members chose the name because of what the word Bohemian represents. It champions people who are adventurous, vagabonds, and those who do not conform and choose to live non-traditional lifestyles. The Bohemian Club has an extensive history, and it should come as no surprise that it has its own logo or symbol, a patron saint, a motto, cultural expectations, and certain rituals that are rigorously observed. Clearly, the club has been meticulous in its attempt to form and develop its own subculture and philosophy, which is standard practice for secret societies. The same cannot be said for run-of-the-mill social gatherings. According to Mark Dice, quote, "Ever since it was started, the club's logo has been an owl because it symbolizes wisdom, since it can see in the dark. This is because the elite members view themselves as wise and enlightened beings. In fact, a 30 to 40 foot concrete owl statue was erected at the head of the lake in the grove and serves as the site for the club's most famous and strange ritual called the Cremation of Care. Now, this ceremony, which will be explained in more detail shortly, the owl is known more specifically as the Owl of Minerva, who is the goddess of wisdom. It should be noted that this is the same logo that Adam Weishaupt, founder of the Illuminati, also used. This large owl, the statue, seems to be the resemble the idols that people of ancient civilizations would erect and then worship. There have been people that speculated that the owl statue at the grove is an archetype of the ancient god Moloch, to whom the Canaanite people would sacrifice their children to. There is an understanding that what happens at the grove stays at the grove. In fact, the grove chose a patron saint who embodies and represents this very philosophy. Their patron saint is a man by the name of Saint John of Nepomuk. He was a priest who heard the confessions of the Queen of Bohemia in the 1300s. At some point, the king tried to convince Saint John to reveal the Queen's confessions to him after he began to suspect that she was having an affair. Saint John refused and was put to death by the king as a result. At the grove, there is a large statue of Saint John carved from the trunk of a tree and depicts him holding his index finger over his mouth. demonstrating the shushing gesture, and once again reminding the members that they are to keep everything that happens at the Grove under tight lock and key. The club's official motto is the statement, "Weaving spiders come not here." Many sources on the internet claim that this is a harmless declaration that simply means the members encourage not to conduct business with each other on the campground. However, Mark Dice would tell you, but this explanation is just a cover story for the saying's true meaning. "Weaving spiders come not here" actually means, don't dare challenge the members, or really, the gods as they see themselves, and is an allegory that comes from an ancient story in Greek mythology. According to the tale, a woman weaver named Arachne once disrespected Athena, the goddess of weaving, by failing to acknowledge that her weaving talent was a gift from the goddess and not derived from her own power. Arachne even pridefully boasted that she was a better weaver than the goddess herself. Angered by her lack of respect, Athena then turned to Arachne into a spider, subjecting her and her descendants to weave webs forever as a curse of disrespecting the gods. While some may doubt this interpretation, it should be noted that throughout history, members of secret societies have routinely publicized cover stories to conceal the truth and mislead non-members. The cremation of care ceremony is the hallmark event that takes place at Bohemian Grove. This ceremony begins at sunset and serves to kick off the 2-week retreat. The strange ritual consists of costumes, hooded figures, and fireworks. A man dressed as a high priest conducts the ceremony and gives a speech that encourages the men to pay homage to the fellowship of the Grove. A live orchestra can be heard playing in the background for dramatic effect. The ceremony culminates in cremating a life-size coffin effigy called Care on the altar before the aforementioned giant owl statue. When it is over, the men can be heard cheering and seen passing around beers galore. While many insist it is just a dramatic performance, others believe that this ritual has its origin in occultic practices. According to Elizabeth Flock, who wrote a piece about Bohemian Grove for the Washington Post called "Bohemian Grove's Spokesperson Calls the Ceremony a Traditional Music Drama Celebrating Nature and Summertime." Others strongly disagree and point to the fact that this ceremony bears an eerie resemblance to the ancient Canaanite ritual of human sacrifice to their pagan god. In fact, actual photos have revealed that the effigy has 2 arms and 2 legs and is the size of an adult. Either these men are simply not paying attention to how this looks, or this is truly a ceremony meant to mimic human sacrifice ritual. During the 2-week event, there are many strange and immoral activities that take place. In fact, these activities are so common and well known that it could be argued that these are considered tenets of Grove culture. Here is a list of the most common practices. Urinating on trees and bushes. This is probably the most well-known tenet of Grove culture. Former President Bill Clinton once quipped back to a protester, "The Bohemian Club. Did you say Bohemian Club? That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? I've never been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. You'd get some fresh air." What a snarky quote. We also have the Lakeside Talks. Lakeside Talks are where certain members give talks or speeches about exclusive information not available to the public. These talks are meant to rally the men to support certain people or plans, develop policy, and influence global decision making. Drag. Apparently, many men enjoy dolling themselves up in a drag outfits during the event. There are pictures from the Grove's former yearbooks of men dressed in drag while entertaining each other. Homosexuality. Former employees and members of Mary Moore's Action Network reported widespread homosexual behavior. In 1971, former President Richard Nixon was quoted saying, "The Bohemian Grove, which I attend from time to time, is the most," we'll skip that word, "gosh dang thing you could ever imagine with that San Francisco crowd." Prostitutes. Since women are not allowed on the Grove, it has been reported that some men would sneak away to another lodge that is just a few minutes away from the Grove in order to hook up with a prostitute. It was also reported that the members would occasionally bring in a group of strippers to entertain the men. Wrapping this up, it should be obvious by now that Bohemian Grove is more than just a summer camp for wealthy men. The evidence speaks for itself. Between its exclusivity, secrecy, immoral activities, and its rituals and symbols that are rooted in mythology and the occult, Bohemian Grove checks all the boxes for a cultic secret society. It is important that we don't bury our heads in the sand and refuse to believe what has been verified time and time again. The members of the Bohemian Grove are likely connected to all mainstream media outlets and would love nothing more than for the public to remain oblivious to their secret activities at the Grove. Let's continue to do our own research and stay vigilant so we are able to oppose evil forces wherever we find them.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Thank you for listening to the American Vindictive Show. If you liked what you just heard, these little theatricals that I like to do, well, I'll give you a chance for all of you would-be writers out there. If you reach out to me using the American Vindictive Show email that you can get going through the AmericanVindictiveShow.com, through the website, reach out to me. And we'll see what we can do. So far, we have one person that I am announcing that has joined the Raven Corps. And what I am trying to create, I guess you could say, is the ability to give people a chance that most of the time, platforms like this all across the world, you've heard the podcast, they don't really give the chance for the audience to interact. I'm not that guy. If you happen to have met me at Timothy Alberino's Birthright Conference, which, by the way, the on-demand video is now available. So if you, or, you know, unfortunately you missed it, you can start the purchasing process now so that you can see the amazing speakers and what they had to say. If you met me while you were there, for one thing, it was awesome to meet you. I am a down-to-earth, normal, average guy. Not a celebrity. I don't walk around with that celebrity status and a crew to follow me. Never been that guy. Never will be that guy. I am very much someone who would rather hang out in the crowd with the fans, with the regular, everyday people who live, you know, badass, amazing lives like some of you that I met. I would rather be there than around deep pocket sponsors. And that's just me, you know. Because of my mindset, trust me, when I say the American Vindictive Show will probably never hit six figures. I'm not bought off. I don't tap dance to people and their opinions and their needs and necessities, and people don't pay me to propagate that type of nonsense, like what you may hear and see on many Christian, quote, Christian conservative podcasts. I'm not that guy. I really don't care. I'm doing what God has put me out to do. And if that means that I have to live penny by penny, then praise him. That's what I'm going to do, because God's not going to count me out of this fight. God's going to keep me here for whatever reason it is. And I'm going to keep talking, and I'm going to keep, I guess you could say, preaching the word until he shuts me up. And I can't do it alone. I haven't been able to do it alone, so I do have sponsors. You know, I don't get much from sponsorship, so if you do want to help sponsor this show, please contact me. I'm always looking for new sponsors. And, you know, my big thing with this is I just want to get the fans involved. I want to give you, the fans of all these guys, you know, the Tim Alberinos, the Steve Quails, you know, the Gary Havens of the world. I want to give you the ability to feel like you have a stake in this, because I know for a long time, you know, talking to people, they feel alone. You know, you listen to a lot of these guys and, you know, you get some good information, but a lot of times you don't get to meet them. You don't get to hang out with them. You don't get to pick their brain. That's not me. So I am going to be in the works of starting up some, I guess you could say, adventure tours. And I'll be blatant when I say this. I'll be very blatant. I'm not in this for money, guys. I'm in this to meet cool people and hang out with people and make friends. Be honest with you. You know, if I wanted to charge people a lot of money for going on an adventure with me, I could probably make, you know, decent money. But that's not what this is about. That's not what Christ is about. That's not what the message is about. I want to have esprit de corps with my fellow American. You know, I want to have the brotherly love that has been robbed from this country for so long. And, you know, me and guys like Timothy Alberino and Dave Hodges, we've talked about this, you know, how people seem to be very disenfranchised. People seem to be fading away from the Christian movement. I think there's reasons for that. I think one of those reasons is because, you know, a lot of times the information you hear, you can find on websites. The information you hear, you know, you can find on YouTube, or, you know, do your own research, or you can buy, you know, videos on demand like the Birthright Conference, which, by the way, I'm going to brag on Timothy Alberino. That man is too smart for our own good, and I'm glad he is on our side. The type of stuff that Timothy Alberino talks about with the gray aliens, the abductions, the contacts. Well, I don't want to get into it. We have our own personal accounts. We understand things that many people don't. Timothy was able to bring a lot of that out to the light. And I'll just say that based on my own personal experiences, Tim's not lying. There's validity in what Tim is talking about. And it's, you know, it is scary to an extent. It can be frightening. It's interesting. It's an interesting topic. And there are many people out there who have experienced what Timothy was talking about with the taking, the abductions. One can only imagine how terrifying of an experience that must be. And as me and Tim were talking last night about this up until midnight, you know, there's not really an outreach program for people out there. You have plenty of people who are, and I don't mean to say this when I say it, but, you know, if you listen to me, you already know I don't care about people's feelings. There are plenty of people out there who want to cry wolf. They just want attention. They want to give you a story, and then they want your story to be heard. And then they hope that you'll talk about it, and then they'll get some sort of self-gratification out of it. Luckily enough, no one has emailed me that, I think, because if you do feel that way, you're probably going to get torn apart by me in an email. So if you're trying to, you know, get your own stardom, I would just tell you, start your own YouTube channel. It's free. But if you have ever had any experiences with UFOs, with the abduction phenomena, if you've ever had any experiences with things like what's happened on the Skinwalker Ranch, where you have the poltergeist, paranormal activity, the Bigfoot sightings, I'm very big into this, okay? Not very many people know that, but I'm fixing to really break out the mold and start doing some things with this podcast that no one else is doing. And I'll go ahead and let you know what that is. I'm going to be doing something that's called Podcast in the Wild. I'm tired of sitting behind a desk. I'm tired of sitting here on my farm and just talking to you through the microphone. I want to bring you on an adventure with me. I'm going to start going to national forests and doing podcasts in the most craziest places that I can find to show you what's out there. But why? Why would I do that? Why would I expose myself to the environment, to the bugs, to the snakes, you know, to the all the sticky and icky critters that are out there? Well, for one thing, that's just me. I love doing that. I love cave diving. I love diving. I love rock climbing. I love backpacking through the mountains and getting lost. I love white river rafting. I love doing all those cool macho alpha male things, and I met some of you brothers and sisters there at the conference who are right there with me, and we're going to be getting something together that's going to be effing amazing. It's going to be fun. I literally just want to have fun with everybody. I don't want to make money. I just want to hang out with everybody. How's that for a change, huh? How's that for a breath of fresh air? You want to come hang out with Doug? We're going to be getting something ready for you. And it's going to be epic. Really is. It's going to be the first thing that we're going to do is going to be epic. It's going to be grueling. It's going to be challenging. There's going to be team building exercises. We're going to be talking about esprit de corps. We're going to be fellowshipping with each other on top of mountains. We're going to be standing next to waterfalls. We're going to be going up and down rivers. We may search for a little bit of Bigfoot. Who knows? But aren't you tired of sitting on your couch, looking at the excuses of your life and watching the hours pass by? My dad used to always tell me something, and it never stuck with me until I became a responsible adult. Learn something new every day. I never really got it, because he used to always, you know, ask me, you know, while I was in school, did you learn something new today? And I always had the same answer, because I was a alpha male football jock. And like, no, I didn't learn anything. I went to school and I heard a bunch of people, you know, on the football field. That was my gratification for the day. And he used to tell me, one day you'll get it. One day you'll get it when I say learn something new. Now I understand. I want to learn something new about myself. I could learn a lot through an encyclopedia and a dictionary and history books and chemical and biological books. You know, I can learn a lot about chemistry. I can learn a lot about biology. I can learn a lot about mathematics. But, you know, when I get the ability to learn something new about myself, that next fear level, that ability to say, look at how far I've come, look at what I've done. And I didn't do it behind a desk. I didn't cower on my couch and have Tucker Carlson rock me to sleep with the woes of the world. No offense, Tucker. I love your show. But I guess I'm just trying to say that I'm tired of being stuck in the house. I want to get out. I want to explore. I know most of you want to do the same thing. So when I do put this out, FYI, you better be in shape. Now, I'm a bit of a hard ass on some things for a reason, but you better be in shape if you want to try and ruck with me. I want to have a fun time, but in all honesty, don't expect to go on tours like this and having, you know, bad physical ailments, because you drag everything down. You drag everything behind. Not harping on anybody. I'm giving you a real answer, because that's a real life situation. It's a training event. Let's just say that. It's an endurance built training event. And you'll know going on it, we'll all know what endurance feels like, between the dehydration, the nutritional deficiency, sleep deprivation, you know, the extremes of the environment, the changing in the weather, which can, you know, cause acute respiratory problems like, you know, allergies and flus that could happen on the fly. But sometimes these are the things that you have to suffer through, to find a lost city in the middle of the wilderness, which is what's on the tour. More of this is going to come out as I continue to plan this. We may have some other people show up, who knows. But that's what I plan on doing, and I would advise you to go out on your own adventures. If you can't make it with me, hey man, no problem. Go out, make an adventure of your life. Stop listening to the news. You know, stop listening to the politicians. I'm not saying don't pay attention to what's happening in the world. I'm saying stop letting it overwhelm your ability to have fun. You know, I one of the things I used to love to do the most when I was in the Marine Corps station in Hawaii was I used to love cliff diving as an idiot. You know, we'd be 80 feet in the air, or sometimes more, and we'd dive into what looks like this, you know, silver dollar size pond or puddle at the bottom. But it was fun. You know, you had to climb up a waterfall just to get to this little this little slope that was going downhill, and you had to hang onto a little tree. And I remember the first time I ever did it, I was scared to death to jump. And we were probably 60 feet in the air. I was scared to death to jump. All my buddies were making fun of me. They had jumped. And then finally, this like 12-year-old, maybe 10, 11-year-old girl climbs up beside me, pushes me out of the way, and then jumps. And I just, you know, I watched her splash into the pond below from the waterfall. And I just went, you know what? Time to not be a coward. And I just leaped. Had the leap of faith, and I made it. And then I did it like 4 or 5 more times. So, you know, break outside the mold. Occasionally, it's good to do what scares you. That way you can know for a fact that you can overcome. You can survive. You can adapt and overcome, as the Marine Corps always taught me. You can improvise. You can be more than what everyone else has always told you. You can, you know, you can always push yourself to that next extreme and say that you've conquered something in your life. You conquered a fear. To me, that's a big thing, man. To be able to say, I conquered a fear. I remember swimming out in the Pacific Ocean, scared to death of sharks, until the first time I dove into the ocean and I swam with sharks. And then I realized I'm still scared to death of sharks. But hey, man, I went out and did it. I conquered a fear, you know, and it gave me appreciation for life under the water. It gave me a whole new outlook as to why, you know, I should be out here exploring things. What is there left to explore in the city? What is there left to explore door to door, wall to wall in your house? You have national forests that surround you everywhere. State forests, the deserts, the triple canopy up in the northwest. You know, you got the Great Plains. You got all these massive national forests. And you got plenty that are four-wheeler accessible, so you don't have to walk everywhere. Go out and explore, folks. There's more to life than stock markets. There's more to life than the news. Stop listening to me if you have to. Get out there and have fun. That's what I want to do in my life. That's what I want to inspire people to do. I want to inspire people to educate themselves, to get in better shape, to learn more about themselves, get out and explore and conquer fears and have adventures. Tim Alberino goes around the world on adventures. Why can't you? Why aren't you? You don't have to go to Peru. You have wilderness in your backyard. Go find all these unexplored sites. Go find all these mythos that's in America. Get out there, be adventurous, have fun, but make sure you're in shape for it. That way you don't become a casualty. And I'm being dead serious about this. Make sure you're in shape. Make sure that you have your proper good gear. Your hydration is key. If you do not hydrate well, you may die. Be in good shape, hydrate well, good gear. Conquer your fears. Get a team of you together. 3 or 4 or 5 of you, the more the merrier. Go find a goal. Say like, you know, we want to ruck 10 miles into the wilderness to find this one clearing. And we're going to sit down, we're going to read the Word of God, we're going to plant an American flag, and we're going to walk out. You know, have a mission and have an accomplishment there at the end of the mission. That way you can say that you did something. I talk to too many people who are scared. I talk to too many people who are worried. Too many people who email me or text me, Doug, what are we going to do about this? Doug, what are we going to do about that? Look, guys, you can't control Vladimir Putin. You can't control Joe Biden. You can't control what's happening around this world, but you can't control what happens in your own area of operations. That's yourself. You can control what you do. Be prepared. Have fun. Live your life. Do what God put you on this earth to do. We were not put on this earth to send snarky tweets, you know, to eat McDonald's and to just sit at our house and die. We were meant to go out and conquer this world. So get out there and do it. And in the name of God, get out there and conquer. Go out to the middle of the woods. Give a sermon to the birds and the bees and the squirrels and the Bigfoot. You know, get out there, be bold and courageous. That's what I want to see you do. That's what I want to see Americans be again. That's what I mean by getting back out into the wilderness, getting back out into the frontier. Get away from the cities. Get away from your suburbs. That's where people sit and they die. You live out there in the wild. Get out there and do it. Big shout out today to Ariel. She's the author of that entire snippet of the Bohemian Grove. It was a great thing to sit here and wait on. I've been waiting, I won't say patiently, I've been waiting like a little kid ready to read this because I have a lot going on all the time, so it's great to have help. And, you know, Ariel has joined the team. She is officially part of the Wrecker Nation, and she is part of our own group that we have that is the Raven Corps. They are my intelligence apparatus that's going out there, and they're retrieving stuff for me. And I just want to give a great shout out to someone who I think is a great independent writer. And you'll be hearing more from Ariel. And, you know, just want to give you that shout out, sister. Thank you very much for that write up. Listen, folks, at the end of the day, no matter what, God is on our side. Just remember that. God is on our side. And I would like to give you a little bit of revelation just to prove my point. Stand by. So this is Revelation 15. Great and wonderful and awe-inspiring are your works in judgment, O Lord God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Ruler of all. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear reverently and glorify your name, O Lord, giving you honor and praise and worship? For you alone are holy. For all the nations shall come and worship before you. For your righteous acts, your just decrees and judgments have been revealed and displayed. Amen. Make sure you're staying prayed up right now, as all times, as always, you know, be diving into your Bibles. Grow with God every day. Let him be more a part of your life than he was the day before. That is my prayer for you. That is my dream for you. Go with God. Grow with God. Be courageous. Be bold. You represent the kingdom. My name is Doug Thornton. You've been listening to the American Vindictus Show. I'm out of here. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.